Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of A Bone to Pick by Charlaine Harris, narrated by Therese Plummer.
Chapter 1. In less than a year, I went to 3 weddings and 1 funeral. By late May, at the second wedding but before the funeral, I had decided it was going to be the worst year of my life. The second wedding was actually a happy one from my point of view, but my smile muscles ached all the next day from the anxious grin I'd forced to my lips. Being the daughter of the bride felt pretty peculiar. My mother and her fiancé strolled between the folding chairs arranged in our living room, ended up before the handsome Episcopalian priest, and Ada Brattle Teagarden became Mrs. John Queensland. In the oddest way, I felt my parents had left home while I had stayed. My father and his second wife, with my half-brother Philip, had moved across the country to California in the past year. Now my mother, though she'd still be living in the same town, would definitely have new priorities. That would be a relief. So I beamed at John Queensland's married sons and their spouses. One of the wives was pregnant. My mother would be a step-grandmother. I smiled graciously at Lauriston's new Episcopal priest, Aubrey Scott. I oozed goodwill at the real estate salespeople from my mother's business. I grinned at my best friend, Amina Day, until she told me to relax. "You don't have to smile every second," she whispered from one corner of her mouth, while the rest of her face paid respectful attention to the cake-cutting ceremony. I instantly rearranged my face.